can talk to you very quietly. And then...
switch to speaking very loudly.
What I've just told you is true in terms of content. I was loud and I was quiet. So what's interesting about that? The level of my voice always remained the same. Technology amplified the quiet part and lowered the loud part. And yet you were able to distinguish the loud sound from the quiet one, weren't you? But why is that? The reason is that the voice changes depending on how loud we speak. A whisper in your ear can seem louder than a scream in the distance, but the whisper is still quiet, whilst the scream is loud. When we talk about perceived volume, it is not only the sound level that matters. We learn how to assess volumes and how to relate them to variables such as distance. So quiet and loud are no absolute indicators. We classify them according to our experience. What's more, our actual listening situation can influence our perception of what is loud and what is quiet, because our measurement system is relative as well. An example: if you were next to a motorway, a ringing phone would be quiet. But in the tranquility of a garden, it would sound very loud. If we are at the theatre and someone has forgotten to switch off their phone, we are irritated by the intolerably loud, intrusive and annoying ringing. Therefore, the perceived volume has also to do with the attention we pay to it. In fact, we may not notice background noises anymore after a while, even though they are actually quite loud. For example, we might no longer hear the stream next to our house or the humming noise on board of a plane or in a car. Our brain is a master of manipulation. We simply ignore the noise because we do not get any new information from it after a while. In contrast, what we can immediately identify, even in the middle of chaotic conversations, is the sound of our own name. From birth, we are taught to recognize the sound of our own name, even if, compared to all other noises, it is said in a lower tone. David Bowie was not quiet. At least he was known for being flamboyant, and he was born for the stage. However, he was not vulgarly loud either. Many saw him as the gentleman of pop. For some time, he was also known as the Thin White Duke. Although he appeared restrained, he also experimented with drugs and musically. He was the living example of how closely linked loud and quiet can be. Bowie was more than just a musician. He embodied his own art. This ethos made him audible and louder than many others. His numerous developments and changes over the course of his life have characterized him and his work. It is because of this versatility that people never failed to notice him. The same phenomenon is true for hearing, because sound is also a time medium. Frequencies can only exist as time passes. A piece of music develops over the course of time and has a certain sequence. The more active, dynamic, and versatile the audio signal develops over time, the more we pay attention to it. So it is getting louder in the sense of perception. Therefore, even silence, if it's sudden and unexpected, can actually be louder than noise. We notice something is missing, and we listen immediately. Silence that can be loud? This tells us a lot about how fascinating hearing can be. However, we never hear total silence. Total silence hardly exists in the natural world. There is always something whirring, gurgling, or rustling. If you design a room to be soundproof, so that no noise can get in, and that there can't be any sound reflections inside either, it is called an anechoic chamber. Staying in an anechoic chamber is very unusual for humans and makes many people feel uncomfortable. It's unnatural. This again shows that loudness and quietness are relative. Here's another example. If someone gives a speech in a loud voice, their words are audible. However, this loud performance does not necessarily mean that the speaker's message will actually get through. So, especially people in managerial positions use this simple trick. They speak in a low voice at meetings and conferences. As a result, everyone must listen carefully to what they're actually saying. Spoken language has always been very important for humans. We can see this in the way our ears are optimized for spoken language. In fact, the range of frequency we hear best lies within the range of the human voice. The hearing curve, this is the name of the distribution of frequencies, is particularly well developed within the range of the human voice. Loudness and quietness are sensations that depend on many factors. Who is listening? What they are listening to, and in what context. And if you say run, I'll run with you. And if you say hide, we'll hide. Let's come back to David Bowie for a minute. He is a very good analogy for this. His way of being quiet or loud also depended on these factors. Who listened? Was he a provocateur or an ally? What do we hear when we listen to him? His versatility was amazing. In what kind of context did he appear? He was wearing a dress, acting like an aristocrat, dancing in weird videos, and so on. David Bowie had a lot of different dynamics.
He was loud and he was quiet.
He was quiet and he was loud.
Yes, we're lovers, and that is that. For nothing will keep us together, though we may be bent just for one day. We can be heroes just for one day.
Audioversum.